the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, where I want to talk about the 101st Psalm. In today's podcast, I want to take a look at this powerful declaration of righteous leadership that's attributed to King David. Now, the 101st Psalm is often called the Psalm of Pious Resolutions. Now, you may not have ever heard that. That's kind of a preacher thing, but it's a relatively short psalm consisting of just 8 verses, but it packs a punch with strong commitments to moral integrity and just governance. If there's ever been a time in which, in America, we need moral integrity and just governance, it'd be now. The psalm opens with David making this statement, "I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises." I mean, this kind of sets the tone for the whole psalm. A dedication to mercy and justice, two key attributes of good leadership that has to be held in balance. David then makes a series of personal commitments. He pledges to lead a blameless life. I love that term, a blameless life, not perfect, blameless, and to conduct his household with integrity. Now, these aren't just private promises. They're public declarations of how he intends to rule. Now watch this. We're all in charge of something, even if it's just us. We're all the boss and leader of something, even if it's just us. But most of us lead other people, even if it's just by way of our attitudinal interaction with one another. The psalm takes this interesting turn as David goes from personal conduct to how he'll govern his kingdom. And he says, "I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless." Now, this speaks to the importance, folks, of focusing on what truly matters and avoiding distractions that could lead any of us off the path of righteousness. I mean, David is saying, "I'm not going to lay my eyes on anything that's going to distract me from what matters most." We are such a detractable people. I mean, we get so distracted at everything. I mean, we live our entire world with, "Let me tell you about the squirrel," and then we're gone. He's trying to say that he's making strong statements about the kind of people that he's going to surround himself with, the kind of things he's going to lay his eyes on, the kind of things he's going to let enter his ears. And as a result, he's saying, "I'm not going to have anything to do with perverse hearts, wicked people, slanderers, or arrogant attitudes." Instead, he's going to look to faithful and blamelessness. Faithfulness and blamelessness to be his companion and his advisor. Now, this is pretty selective association, and it isn't about creating some kind of echo chamber where everybody agrees with him, but about cultivating an environment of integrity. Y'all, listen, the scripture is replete with how we're to be men and women of decency, of integrity, and righteousness. And David, in this 101st Psalm, pledges to be blameless and to live with integrity. I mean, this really is powerful. It recognizes the influence of our social circles and what it can do in our behavior and our decisions, our attitudes and our actions. The 101st Psalm concludes with a commitment to actively root out wickedness from the land. David says he will destroy all the wicked in the land and cut off all evildoers from the city of the Lord. Now, this language, it sounds harsh to our modern ears, and it underscores the responsibility, though, that leaders should confront and address wrongdoing. It's like Micah 6:8, do justice. Justice is doing something where it makes a right out of a wrong. He's talking about this. So what do you take away from Psalm 101? And I trust that you'll read it. I love it when you read it in the Message. It's so much fun. But I also enjoy it in the New Living, and I enjoy it in the New International. But what's the takeaway? Well, first, it emphasizes the importance of personal integrity in your leadership, that God's governance starts with self-governance. Second, it highlights the need for leaders to be intentional about their influences and their associations. And third, it reminds us that effective leadership sometimes requires making tough decisions to uphold justice and righteousness. It's not about licking your fingers, sticking in the wind, and deciding what people are going to like. Whether you're a political leader, a business executive, a community organizer, or maybe just somebody simply striving to live with integrity, the 101st Psalm offers a pretty challenging and inspiring model of principled leadership. Well, that's all for today on this weekday podcast, but I thank you for listening. Bobby and I are always grateful for how many thousands of people join us Monday through Friday to just hear a word or grab a cup of encouragement. So thanks so much, and I appreciate you being with me so much on today's weekday podcast. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.